3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Sports Hour. You're listening to WNYO Sports Hour with your hosts, Aaron Valentino and Brandon Ladd.
It is Tuesday. I'm back. Aaron Valentino, Brandon Ladd with you today on Sports Hour after a long day yesterday. It's going to be a long week this week, but we're here. We're ready. Brandon, how are we feeling? Did you miss me yesterday?
I did miss you yesterday. Feeling good today. Went for a long walk. Got lost.
You got lost in the woods.
Got lost in the woods, a couple miles deep.
And you went by yourself. I thought you went with somebody.
No.
Just went by yourself and got lost in the woods.
Yeah, but found my way out, and that's the most rewarding journeys.
Yeah. So, your most rewarding journey. So, did you get out, whatever you needed to get out?
Yes, I did. It was a good walk.
How long of a walk was it?
I was probably in there for an hour and 45 minutes.
An hour and 45 minute walk.
Supposed to be 45 minutes if I didn't get lost.
Yeah. And where did you go? Just Rice Creek?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just get a text from Brandon that says, the editor-in-chief is currently currently taking a walk in the woods. So, you know, I don't really know what we're going to do. About that. But you're here now. I didn't think you were going to make it. It was 2:57 and you were not here. I was like, he's definitely still lost in the woods. I'm going to have to figure something out here. But no, you are here and you're ready to roll here on this Tuesday. So I wasn't here yesterday. I felt like garbage. Still don't feel 100%. Brandon, you're going to have to talk because I got to go off here.
Yes. This might be the whole entire day here. I was just going to say you're finally good not to cough on air, but I guess we made it about 55 seconds into the show.
No, I'm not. I'd say I'm about, 70% right now. Yeah. I'm definitely not at 100. But the thing is about this week is there's a lot happening this week.
Yes.
Like yesterday was supposed to be a busy day. It didn't end up being a busy day because I needed to rest because the next... today, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are all super busy days that I need to be like as 100% as I could possibly be. Because today, we had TLP Media Day where we recorded some stuff for the station. You're going to have to talk again, Frank.
Yes, this we'll see how far we make it here. My goodness.
We had to record stuff for the station. We recorded a bunch of liners and stuff, which was super fun. Then we have the show. And then I have a three-hour class tonight.
Yes.
Tomorrow, we have the same thing, TLP Media Day, where we record some stuff for the station. Then Sports Hour. And then Michael Orr and I have to set up our brand-new Comrex machine, which came in yesterday, which, by the way, it is a beautiful piece of machinery, but it's very complicated, and I don't know how to use it. And then the winter sports meeting tomorrow, so I'm going to be pretty much here the entire day. And then Thursday is the run-through of Laker Connections.
Yes.
So that's a whole-day thing. And then Friday, this is actually became official yesterday. You got to talk again.
Yes. Can't even make your own announcement.
No, I can't even make my own announcement. So I've recently accepted an internship with CNY Central, the television station in Syracuse. It officially begins on Friday, which I'm super excited about. I'm super excited for the opportunity to do it. So that is happening on Friday. That's pretty much an all-day thing. I have class in the morning, or not in the morning, in the afternoon. And then immediately after class, I'm driving to Syracuse for my first day. And then Saturday, triple header of Laker sports. And Friday we even have a doubleheader, but I have to miss that for it to start the first day of the internship. So it's an extremely busy week. So I had to take the day off yesterday to just make sure I was ready for the next couple days.
Yeah, you had to take care of yourself yesterday. We've all been there and done that, but this weekend's very exciting for you, obviously, with the CMY Central on Friday. And then me and Jake and Joey and Jared and Liam will have to, did I cover everyone? There's five
of us.
Yeah,
now, yeah, you got it.
Yeah, we'll have to cover the doubleheader on Friday and see what we can do with that. And then Saturday's very exciting. Salmon run for me and a game, so it doesn't get much better than that on a Saturday.
Yeah, so there's a lot to do. There's just a lot to do. And I just, I felt horrible yesterday. Like, I feel pretty okay now. It's just the cough,
yeah,
mainly. I also don't have an appetite. I haven't eaten in, like, 2 days.
It's terrifying.
And, like, I still feel, like, perfect. I feel like I've eaten, like, a normal amount. I had, like, what did I have? I had, like, some cheese and crackers, and then I had ramen. And that's it. Of yesterday.
Do you think it was the fake club crackers that got to you?
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. And then today, I just had, like, a couple of French fries that Megan Drewby had bought for everybody. And that's it. That's all I've eaten today, and I feel, like, perfectly fine.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that happens. I'm a bit worried for you right now, but...
Well, I feel perfectly fine. It's a little weird that I'm not eating or I'm not hungry. And I haven't been eating.
You don't have much weight to lose.
No, that's true. Don't have much weight to lose either. So we'll see. But yeah, that's why I wasn't here yesterday. The Comrex also broke. The original Comrex we have, not the new one. So we had to send that away. I had to wake up at bright and early at 8 in the morning.
I beat everyone here.
Yeah, you were here at like 8:58. I was here at 9 on the dot. And yeah, so we had to send that off to God knows where to get that fixed. So that was super helpful. Just a lot yesterday. A lot happened yesterday, and a lot's going to happen this week.
No, it's an exciting week when so much is happening. I think the dream of having two Comrex is delayed by a week or so, but it will eventually happen. A
couple weeks.
It will eventually happen.
It'll eventually happen. Eventually. But yeah, that was the crazy day. That's the crazy week Brandon and I have ahead. And let's get into some actual sports now. First off, it was just announced like an hour ago.
Yes.
Noah Syndergaard activated off the IL. He will get the start in the second game of the doubleheader today for the New York Mets against the Miami Marlins.
So we'll see what he's got. Everybody, a few weeks ago, we talked about Syndergaard coming back and making a playoff push. Now we just get to see what Syndergaard has. It's the first time we've seen him in a long time.
It's completely pointless to bring him back. He's going to make one start, and it's going to be the start today.
And we'll get the people excited.
Yeah, SNY's ratings will go up for that one game, and that's it. But he gets the start in the second start. The Mets, they've just completely folded. They haven't done anything of noteworthy recently, but Noah Syndergaard is back off the IL today, which is, super exciting. It's just pointless to bring him back because, you're out. You're not playing for anything.
Yeah.
You got, six, seven games left. You're not making the postseason no matter what you do. What if he gets hurt again,
Well, I guess that's a worry at any point, but I guess I'm sure it's a decision they talked to him about and he wanted to get it started.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens. That game taking place at doubleheader starts at 4 o'clock, I believe, today over on SNY. And then you get a big win last night. The Cowboys crush the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday Night Football.
That's the best the Cowboys have looked in a while. Eagles defense kind of folded down the stretch of the first half and definitely the fourth quarter as well. Their offense, the Eagles offense, I don't know what they are. They struggle at times. But still, Cowboys looked really good, and it looks like they got the division pretty well under control.
Well, we've thought this before.
Yes.
I wouldn't say that, but they get a big win. What was the final score? Like 41-21. Yeah, 41-21. Do you watch Peyton and Eli, or did you watch Steve Levy?
I watched Steve Levy.
See, only Peyton and Eli for me. Only. They had LeBron James on yesterday.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I didn't need that for the Cowboys game.
LeBron James.
Yeah. I know.
Was on Peyton and Eli.
Talked about how he got an offer from Pete Carroll and Jerry Jones.
Now, apparently, they're not doing the Peyton and Eli cast for like 3 weeks. They're like taking a break.
Oh.
Isn't that weird? Was it too good where they were like, all right, this is getting too good. We're taking away our own ratings here.
Well, I would think about it this way. They probably didn't expect it to be this good, so nobody would have noticed.
Or was
when
it
they
planned
took weeks
like
off.
It's going to be why would it be limited games?
Yeah, because they're probably busy people.
So what, though?
Yeah, I guess. But still, I would think they're having so much fun, they're not going to be happy taking a couple weeks off.
I think they're
off.
Absolutely loving it.
Yeah.
I think they are, personally. It's so... I just think they do such a great job with it. And it's so funny. Eli is hilarious. Both of them are absolutely hilarious on it. It's like... It's an entertaining way to watch football.
It is, but not when your team's playing.
I disagree. I would rather every game be like Peyton and Eli than a traditional broadcast, I think.
Do the Jets have a Monday night football game this year?
No,
of course
not. Oh, okay. Of course not. They have one Thursday night, and then they have the London game.
Nice.
Yes. Nobody took a chance on the Jets this year. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about the New York Yankees and their upcoming series against the Blue Jays, plus fantasy football and a lot more other things to get to today, so don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9, the Laker. Back to Sports Hour right here on WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. Aaron Valentino, Brandon Ladd here with you on this Tuesday. I don't really know what else to say that. You know, there was no baseball yesterday. Like, nobody played any baseball, no Mets, no Yankees, no nothing.
I think the Pirates played.
There was no New York football teams playing, obviously, and basketball and hockey haven't started yet, so... Yeah, there's like nothing. I don't know. I just didn't think of a good segue there, I guess.
Yeah, a ton of makeup games yesterday. Really bad teams playing each other. The Mariners won. How close are the Mariners? We'll get
into
this.
Game and a half.
Yeah.
Game and a half. We're about to actually get into this right now.
They're lurking.
No, they're around. They're definitely still there. The Yankees, after sweeping the Red Sox, the Yankees now face the Blue Jays for a three-game set. The Blue Jays are one game behind the Red Sox in the second wild card and two games behind the Yankees for the first wild card spot. The Yankees, they've been playing some of their best baseball of the year to this point. The Yankees, they've won six in a row. They're 89-67. They're a game up on the Red Sox. They've won seven of their last 10 games. They've been just playing extremely well. And listen, they control their own destiny. We knew they controlled their own destiny. It was a matter of what they were going to do with it. And listen, they've taken advantage of controlling their own destiny up until this point.
They have taken advantage of that, and we didn't know how this nine-game stretch would play out. We still don't know how the next six games will play out, but they took care of business in Boston, winning the three straight. And now they're in a position where they got the one-game gap on the Red Sox, as you said, two-game gap on the Blue Jays. And if you're the Yankees, you want to kind of put it away before getting to the Tampa Bay series because there's no guarantees you'll win
a game.
Well, I
don't know if you're going to be able to put it away.
If you win 2 or 3 against the Blue Jays, you're suddenly looking at probably a three-game gap.
You still want to be in the first spot.
Yes.
By the end of this series.
That's a lot to control, though.
Yeah. Toronto would have to sweep them to fully take over the Yankees. There's also some other factors going in there, like the Seattle Mariners, who are 87-70. They're a game and a half back. They've won 8 of their last 10. They've won 2 in a row. Listen, the Yankees have been playing their best baseball all year. This is the team that, you know, it's been, you and Joey were talking about yesterday how it's been a lot of hot and cold stretches for them. And right now they're on the, you know, they're on a really hot stretch. And you want to make sure you're on that hot stretch heading into the postseason.
I guess the thing you would look out for there is these next six games. Obviously, you have a chance to get a dagger against the Blue Jays if you win three straight. Obviously, the Mariners are also a factor in that, and the Red Sox have something to say with their schedule going easier. But still, I think the big momentum thing here would be I would feel better if they won 4 of 6 these next six games instead of winning three straight against the Blue Jays and then losing three straight to the Rays. Just that Rays series, it might not mean anything. It might mean a lot. But
it's going to mean something.
There's a good chance it means something. But still, the Yankees also got to get a good visual in their mind because either the Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays, or Mariners are going to be facing the Rays in the divisional series.
Yes. The Rays currently are 97-59. That's just...
It's a good record.
I mean, that's just unbelievable. 97-59. They've won 4 in a row. They've won the division already. They're just playing extremely well. They're fighting for... What spot are they fighting for here? Right now, if the postseason started today, they would be the first seed, and they're actually probably going to get that.
They win one more game, they got that.
Yeah, they're 6 games better than Houston at the moment. So the Rays are going to be the one seed. So they'd be taking on the Red Sox
and
or the Yankees. Jake is on the phone right now.
Calling?
He's not calling in because the phone isn't ringing.
I'm sure he'll be joining us for the next 2 hours. But I'm kind of shocked to see that Tampa Bay's got this down so easily. That might be good news for the Yankees. Obviously, we always have that conversation. You knock the Yankees out if you have the opportunity. But still, that might work in the Yankees' favor that the Rays have nothing to play for. Astros have lost four straight where the Rays have won four straight. So what turned out to be a two-game difference for home field advantage has turned into six. So that works in the Yankees' favor. Everything's kind of working in the Yankees' favor right now. The most shocking thing, though, only an 81.1% chance to make the playoffs. I thought that would be 96 or 97
for
today.
The Yankees?
Yes.
I mean, there's three teams going after them right now who are all game and a half. Oakland is technically still in it. They're 3.5 back.
0.1% chance.
Yeah. I mean, they're not making the postseason, but at the same time, still, there's, you know, what are the Mariners at?
5.3.
Oh, really? And what are the Blue Jays?
27.6, just because of the series against the Yankees. That will fluctuate big if the Yankees win tonight.
Yeah. We'll see what happens there. And, you know, this series, the Yankees are going with Tyone, Cole, and Kluber, which means they're not going to have Gerrit Cole for the final series. Now, there's benefits to both. Cole pitching against the team that you kind of have to beat, the team you have to beat in which you control your own destiny. It's going to be an interesting series for sure to see if, you know, the Yankees pitching and this offense can keep up against the Blue Jays team. You know, they haven't played well against recently.
No, they haven't. And the Blue Jays, last time they played them, just demolished them. But the Blue Jays were on a stretch where they were just killing teams every moment of the way. And up in Toronto, Blue Jays are going to be favorites for all three games. So we'll see if the Yankees are able to get that done. You said Cole's pitching in game two, correct, of this series?
Yes.
Which, that's where, with him pitching in game two, it means, in theory, if they need a win, he could pitch the last game of the season. But you don't want to do that because you want
him
to pitch in
the
wild card.
No, because
you
want him to pitch in the wild card game. Exactly.
So that's where it gets very tricky if it gets to that point. The Yankees do not want to get to that scenario.
Who do you throw if you don't throw Cole in the wild card?
It would have to be Tyon. No, it'd probably be Kluber, but just because of experience. But still, I don't want to see anybody outside of Gerrit Cole right now, and I guess that's a problem going into the playoffs.
No, the only person you want in the wild card game is Gerrit Cole, which is maybe why, you know, he ended up being scheduled, or if it was just sheer math that he ended up being scheduled for the Blue Jays series and it worked out in the Yankees' favor. But I mean, if you're the Blue Jays, you're going into this series against the Yankees. You've beat them a bunch of times. You're a game back of the postseason. You control your own destiny, too. You know, this is a team that has a run differential of 172. The Yankees have a run differential of 44.
Yeah, the Blue Jays have demolished teams.
Yeah, they've absolutely demolished teams. You've got it. You got to be feeling okay heading into this series if you're the Blue Jays.
Yeah, you do. And obviously, you had a weak stretch where you lose three straight, or not three straight. You lost three straight games, two of them against the Twins to begin the last series. Now you've won two straight games pretty convincingly. Your pitching's pitched pretty well. And then you got Ryu tonight, who's one of your better pitchers.
He hasn't pitched that well this year.
The ERA does not show it, but still, he's a guy that has been in big moments, obviously, with the Dodgers for all those years. So this is a guy you want on the mound for you. But it kind of evens itself out, except for that Cole matchup. It's really going to come down to which team hits more home runs, because that is both team strategies, especially against mediocre pitching.
Well, Brandon, I got something for you.
We got
breaking news out of Mets camp. Jacob DeGrom, with seven games to go, has officially been shut down for the rest of the season.
Shocker.
Yeah, a real
who
a
would
real
have
shocker.
Expected that?
They just announced it just now, and you know, it's really a shame because he was not only on pace for, like, you know, another Cy Young and, you know, taking them to the playoffs, he was on pace for the greatest season ever pitched in the history of baseball. And yeah. It just gets shut down in July.
It's funny looking at the WAR numbers and how they always have to put an asterisk right next to his name and say, he only pitched blah, blah, blah games.
He only pitched up until July. Yes. So, unfortunately, you know, he will not be winning the Cy Young, even though he's going to somehow finish fifth in WAR amongst pitchers.
It's crazy how far ahead he would have been, but makes sense. Now the worry for Mets fans, and this is something I mentioned a couple weeks ago, does he have his velocity in March? Because now you're not going to see it with your eyes until you get to March. You'll see how the progression of training goes this winter, and you pray that he comes back with the same strength.
Yeah, I don't know if he'll throw 102, but you know, he wasn't throwing 102 before, and it was still pretty darn good.
Yeah. And
so,
yeah,
I think Jacob DeGrom will be okay. It's going to be interesting to see if, you know, how much this one start affects Noah Syndergaard's offseason if he accepts the qualifying offer or not from the New York Mets. It's definitely going to be interesting to see for sure. So if you're just joining us, Jacob DeGrom officially shut down for the rest of the 2021?
Yes.
I don't even know what year it is.
The 2018 season.
Jacob DeGrom threw a bullpen session yesterday. He checked all the boxes. But he could have, you know, but it just made more sense for him not to pitch. That's what manager Luis Rojas said. So focus on the 2022 season, and we'll move on from here. We'll get on with our day.
Ready for my last note on this Blue Jays series before we start? Vlad Guerrero, 46 home runs, 105 RBIs, 315 batting average. Any chance with Otani's batting average just crumbling recently that he can make a case to win the MVP this weekend?
A lot of people think he is the MVP.
Yeah, a lot of people
I got one statement for that. Shohei Ohtani pitches.
Yeah, well,
and pitches
still,
well. He's still the MVP.
He's faltered.
I don't understand the argument in saying that Vlad's the MVP.
Shocking.
Shohei Ohtani plays pitcher and batter and does both extremely well.
Most shocking stat of the year? Salvador Perez, with a OPS of .855, has 46 home runs.
Yeah.
And I had not checked that list in a while, and suddenly has 46
home
runs.
Salvador Perez has more home runs than any other catcher in a single season ever.
Which nobody's talking about that.
No, people are talking about it. Sarah Langs is talking about it.
The mainstream isn't.
Wow, the Royals just aren't a very good baseball team. All right, we're going to take a quick break, then we're going to get into some fantasy football once again, plus some Oswego news from around Oswego. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9. The Laker Radio Network. And welcome back to Sports Hour right here on WNYO 88.9, The Laker Radio Network. Valentino and Ladd here with you up until the 4 o'clock hour. Then we got the Hot Corner coming your way with Michael Gross and Jacob Johnson. Now, Brandon, we fantasy this week went really well for me. I'm 3-0, by the way.
In both leagues.
In both leagues.
Yeah.
Not in all three, but the third one doesn't really count because it's eight people and it's for no money and we did it on a whim. But in the leagues that matter, I'm 3-0.
Yeah, you've never been able to get a win
never.
In that eight-person
league. No, in the league that doesn't matter, I can never find a win.
No.
And ever. Last year couldn't. This year can't either. It's unbelievable.
And there's an array of talent in that eight person.
There's a cast of characters in the eight person league for sure.
Some are in different countries and have never watched a game of football before in
their
lives.
And yet I'm 1-2 somehow, somewhere.
Leagues that matter though, you are 3-0.
Yes,
and doing much better than me.
Yeah, doing much better than you. How are you in your $1,000? Dynasty
finally league. Lost the game, lost by 2 points. So
lost by
2-1 now. But I was gonna be the only 3-0 team left, so I'm still tied for first place.
Oh, so who did you lose to?
I don't.
One of Neil's friends.
One of Neil's friends. I think he's the one that is in charge of the league. So good for him to get a win.
Why do people just come up to the glass and stare intently
into
your
soul? I don't know why.
Yeah, Case
they
and Brian
treat us like
just,
zoo animals,
just absolutely beaming their eyes. Into the thing. But yeah, I'm 3-0 in both leagues. I beat Gorilla Television, Matt Watling, in 12 Angry Men. I dropped 198 points in 12 Angry Men this week. 198.
I'll never see numbers like that.
Everybody played. You know, Chenault was the only one who got under. Well, that's not true. My kicker and my defense got under double-digit points. But Chenault was the only, like, regular player that got under double-digit points for me this week. And you get your first win in 12 Angry Men. You beat Bishop Sycamore, AJ Batista.
Pretty easily. I was a bit worried. It was 50-50 matchup all of Sunday. And then Tony Pollard having a better game than Devontae Smith was the nail in the coffin for how this one played out on Monday night. So it's nice to get a win there. Next week I face Dylan McGlynn. We'll see how that goes.
Justin Fields, you said to me this week you acquired a quarterback And he only got 4 points. Thank God he didn't start him.
Yeah, that's one of those where I definitely need to feel it out, because my flex of Henry Ruggs, who is having a career resurrection since he's been traded to me, has been going pretty well. It just is. He is having a resurrection. He got 12.5 again this week. Football team kind of killed me with -3 for defense, but still the Bucks only got one for AJ, so it felt good. I don't know if I'll ever put Justin Fields in.
It's Jake, it's a little rude to just assume you can just walk in here and be on the show.
I didn't clarify that I was going to be on the show. I was just going to sit here.
You just sat in the chair up against the mic and didn't expect me to turn the mic on.
I would have been okay if you didn't.
Jakey's fun hour.
Jakey's fun hour. Well, I actually, have. For not necessarily for this segment, but for the next segment, I actually would like to hear your thoughts on.
Okay, I'll stay quiet. You guys keep talking.
Well,
how do you do in fantasy?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 0-3.
Oh,
I went 1-4 this weekend. The
new,
Giants lost, so that counts.
He went 0-3. Can't say his team name on air, but he lost to Rudman, who is the other 3-0 team in 12 Angry Men. And then there's another 3-0 team in Jake Vander.
I would have beat Brian if Christian McCaffrey's hamstring didn't tear into pieces.
Yeah. Yeah, you actually had a pretty solid week.
Yeah, of course I did.
I know.
What was your reaction?
Hold on. You traded for Cordell Patterson and started Kenyon Drake over him?
First off, I never traded for Cordell Patterson. He was on the waiver wire.
Cortland Sutton you traded for. That's my bad.
Yes.
A lot of Cortlands going on.
Yes, that's my bad.
Yeah, I started Cortland Sutton.
Yes, no, you did. He only had 8 points.
Are you acquiring Cortland University next week as well?
But I didn't think that Cordell Patterson was going to have a good week. He was projected like 5 points.
He had 16. And you didn't start Mike Gesicki.
I never start Mike Gesicki.
Oh, because you have George Kittle.
Yeah, why?
That's right. I always forget. Why do you have two tight ends on your team?
Why not? Do you need a tight end?
No, I have Tyler Higbee. He's been very good this year.
Vlad, you need a tight end?
I don't even know who my tight end is.
It's good.
It's always Vlad, a dilemma between...
Your tight end is Darren Waller. Oh, and Kyle Pitts. You have two tight ends
as
well.
Yes, I have two extremely good tight ends that aren't even considered tight ends. So
Kyle Pitts is... Has he been good?
No.
Can we just talk about how I fleeced Aaron 2 weeks ago for Henry Ruggs III, and he's having
fleeced.
The best season of his career?
Bro, I got a 6th-round pick for that.
And he will carry me into the playoffs.
Well, I offered Jake Kenny Golladay for an 8th today, and he rejected it.
No, I'm never putting a Giants player in my lineup, never drafting a Giants player ever again, because this team is a trash organization.
It's a trash organization. Now, Lad, I do want to get to the other league for a second, because I played you.
Yep.
In the other league. And I was down, and you were only down by what?
15,
maybe? 16.
Yep.
And you had Amari Cooper left.
Think the Cowboys would score 41 points, that Amari Cooper would have been one of those touchdowns.
Yeah, you would have thought Amari Cooper would have been one.
Or CeeDee Lamb would have been one of those touchdowns. It was a two-way street for me last night, but no.
Instead, Amari Cooper scored 5 points, and I beat you. 113-109.
It was like 1991. I thought Tony Dorsett and Emmitt Smith scored touchdowns last night for the Cowboys. It was one of those.
The only two undefeated teams left in Joey's league are me and Michael Gross. Jake, you're 1-2. Jake, you're having a bad fantasy year, man.
My other league, I'm 2-1.
Did I ever pay for that league?
For Joey's
Probably
league?
Not.
For Joey's league? Because you didn't pay... For 12 Angry Men.
For weeks.
For literal weeks. So, but you finally got that one in there. So next week I'm playing AJ. Bishop Sycamore. That's such a great team name. He did a good job with that. But I'm playing AJ next week. Looking to be 4-0 on the year. Jake, you're playing your fellow 0-3 member in Luke. So it's two 0-3 teams going up against each other.
I see a lot of possibility.
Yeah.
For a win.
You're projected to win. You have a 56% chance to win, according to Sleeper.
Well, he's got Tim Patrick and Jalen Waddle as his wide receivers.
Anything could happen. A little collusion out of me last night. Do you want me to break this on air?
What happened?
So I'm number one in the waiver wire. And when you're number one in the waiver wire... People go out of their way to
you're gonna
to
get, wait,
collusion
wait, wait, wait,
with you.
Wait. So, you are gonna trade Chuba Hubbard to somebody.
Yes.
Wow. I thought I was gonna get him, Jake.
What's the offer?
the offer for Chuba Hubbard right now is Jalen Reagor.
Well, I would just keep Chuba Hubbard.
Well, I made a deal with someone, so.
What if you get a juicier deal?
I mean, I guess anything's possible.
Yeah, wait, hold on. What do you want for Chuba Hubbard?
I kind of need a running back because I don't think Tony Pollard's going to run to
so
the
moon
every
single week.
So then
why wouldn't you just keep Chuba Hubbard then?
Because when you make a deal with someone, you got to go through with it.
How would you feel about a fifth-round pick?
That's very interesting.
I'll give you your sixth-round pick back.
Why did I just offer a fifth-rounder and then you offered a sixth?
You know what,
and thought
Aaron,
that was
yes.
going to be any better?
Yes.
Who is said person?
Oh, he does a show with Jake, so. So I think we know.
Yeah, because Gross has been saying for weeks that he needs running backs.
So, this was
he
very
offered you Jalen Reagor?
Very strategic of me to say this on air because now everyone is going to up their offers, including Gross.
He doesn't need a running back.
Well, running backs are going to become gold in that league because there's nobody.
Yeah, it's hard. They're hard to find.
Also, every week the top running back on waivers, there's like five claims to get him.
Yeah.
Also, I think it's incredible that I fleeced Michael Gross for Latavius Murray, who got 2.8 points for Cortland Sutton. So, yeah.
He also gave up a seventh rounder.
Okay. Cortland Sutton might be a keep.
Oh, by the way, Jake, I was in the woods by myself.
Oh, yeah.
You were lost in the woods.
Yeah, he didn't go with somebody. He went to the woods by himself and got lost.
I'm glad you made it out. I was concerned.
I was
for
off
a moment.
By a couple trails.
No, Jake comes up to me. He's like, lads in the woods. He's in the woods. Like, nobody's there to help him.
I was concerned for your well-being.
I did see a helicopter go over, and I thought you guys were quick on the response.
You thought we were coming to save you?
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I do want to get Jake's opinions on some of the things that we have to talk about, because there was a lot of regular sports news today, so we're going local today. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. And welcome back to Sports Hour right here on WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. A little Doja Cat for you today on this Tuesday. Aaron Valentino, Brandon Ladd, Jacob Johnson here with you today on Tuesday. We had another little media day thing today with the hockey players. They went into TOP, they recorded something on a green screen, and then they would come to us and record liners for the station. The amount of people that said YNYO was pretty astounding, if you ask me.
That hurts.
Jake?
It was impressive, though. The funniest was Rocco Andriacchi, and he struggled saying all of it.
Yeah. They were great. They were good sports fans. They were all nervous, and like it was really funny. Like they would all like stand outside the TOP door and like watch the other dude like read the script that we wrote for them, and they would all like put pressure on each other, and when they would mess up, they would all like freak out, which was pretty funny. The one guy, I don't know everybody's names yet because there's 21 new players. Who's the transfer from Ohio State?
Chase Young?
No, lad.
Yeah, right?
I got it. I'll look it up. Continue.
But the one transfer from Ohio State was like, I'm said person, like he said his name.
Yeah.
I'm this person. You know,
Ryan Dickinson.
Yeah, Ryan Dickinson. I'm Ryan Dickinson of the Ohio State. And he goes, wait.
Man thought he was still playing for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, he's not. He's playing for the Oswego State.
Concussion test time.
Which, you know, today was super fun. We got another one of those tomorrow, which is going to be super fun. So,
yeah, we had a couple guys that were, you know, they said their name, and both me and Aaron looked at each other and said, oh my God, what did that man just say?
Yeah.
Because we were like, that. He was like, da, 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 and Oswego State. I was like, I don't know your name. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
Didn't catch that song.
They were good sports about it, though. They did a good job. Did whatever we asked them to do today.
I'm glad.
The one kid, right, had a couple teeth missing and one sticking out. And for
Tristan Francis.
Yeah, Tristan Francis. And for TOP's like green screen background thing, he flossed the one tooth that's like all by itself. That's going to make a great That's going to make it
kind of funny.
Yeah, so I thought it was absolutely hilarious. But we did find out something interesting today. Now, this is not official because this. I personally haven't seen the school announce it. I haven't seen the team announce it. I haven't seen anything about it. But it's definitely happening.
My staff did some good work.
It's not like, you know, Zach Case's sources are telling you or somebody else's sources are telling you. The Murano Campus Center Ice Arena is being renamed to the Deborah Stanley Ice Arena. And we know this because they're literally right now, as we speak, putting up the letters that say that outside the arena, like permanent wooden metal letters outside the arena that say Deborah Stanley Ice Arena.
Huh. Very interesting. Jared Wakefield just sent us a picture. And Deborah F. Stanley is complete on the side of the building.
Yeah.
But it says and. And then a white strip where we can't see what's going to be next.
Well, no. I think we do know what's going to be next. Hold on.
So it's Deborah F. Stanley.
It's the Deborah F. Stanley Ice Arena and Convocation Hall.
What's that's now missing.
Yeah, the Convocation Hall is not there, but that's what it's going to be called.
What does that mean?
Will Rogers asked a construction worker who was doing it, and that's what he said.
What is convocation?
Vlad, you're the editor-in-chief. Did I say that right? What does it say?
12:43 p.m., Deborah F. Stanley Ice Arena and Convocation Center.
Yeah, Convocation Center, right?
Yes, which is just a gathering center. It's a fancy way to say this is where our graduation is held.
Yeah. So what's interesting about this, now normally when you name something after somebody, they like leave and then like a year or two later, like they name it after something. Deborah Stanley is still the acting president of Oswego State University.
I haven't seen her in a hot sec.
So did she decide herself that I'm going to rename the arena after myself?
Yeah, like whose decision is that?
Yeah. What was the process in deciding that?
Wouldn't you think it would go to like a vote? Like, wouldn't you want the students to have some sort of say in that?
No. Because now, I would have been okay with this.
Seems a little selfish.
I would have been okay with
this building after herself.
If next year they were like, all right, we're going to rename it. But she's still the acting president.
Yeah. Or this, like, whiteout.
Like, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense that she's still the acting president. She's making all the big calls and decisions currently. And they're naming the arena after her this year.
I don't know. Like, it's like Coach K down in Duke. The court's named after him.
That's somehow different.
How
right?
is that somehow different?
Because Coach K is one of the greatest college basketball coaches of all time.
Yeah,
what has Deborah Stanley done
for me? But that's not the
me?
Reason. That's not the reason. Deborah Stanley is like one of the greatest presidents in Oswego State history because she's been here for God knows how
like
long.
Like 40 years, yes. 26 as president.
Something, yeah, yes. Something like that. That's not why. It's somehow different. I don't know how it is. Maybe it's not different.
No, I think it's the exact same. I think Deborah Stanley is our Coach K.
You think Deborah Stanley is the Coach K?
I think Coach Gosick is the Coach K.
That would have
been
something.
Happy if it was named the Deborah F. Stanley and Edward Gosick.
But at that point, are we just throwing names on a building? Like that? Then what's next? We're gonna go.
But they won that championship together at the same point. It just seems like
I just don't think
they did win the championship together.
Has anything to do with the hockey team?
She's president of the university.
I think Gross has. Michael Gross is now joining us.
Is actually, would you be able to?
You probably don't have breaking news, but.
All right, hold on. I have to.
Because I can only imagine what
this
is.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
Breaking news.
Thank you. There is a second name going up underneath Deb Stanley's name.
Oh, there is.
And.
Is it Gosick?
I don't know whose it is, but I think this is my personal opinion on who I think it should be. I believe it should be Mary Gosick.
Now, wait, hold on. Are you talking about...
There's a second name underneath.
See, but no, we just talked about that. It's called the Convection Hall.
Are you talking about the empty
not
space?
Called that.
So it says and.
Yes, that I know what the and is going to be, Gross, and you were actually sent the text that tells you
that
as well.
Yeah, that's why
yes.
I was like, I don't think you're breaking news.
Yeah,
it
it's not breaking news. It's called the Deborah F. Stanley Ice Arena and Convection Hall.
Convocation.
So it's not another name.
I don't know.
No, like this is just a fact.
Well, I asked the custodians, and they didn't know. Normally, like they'd know that stuff. They were standing outside talking, looking at the sign. I asked them, and I was like, "Is there going to be a second name?" They go, "I think that looks like it's going to be a second name."
No. So, but you saw the Ice Arena. Rogers,
it would say Ice Arena. No.
Ask.
Well, no.
The construction workers. Know.
Will Rogers. Ask the
construction worker.
Yes.
The one who's putting it up. I think they should know what's going to say. What are they just throwing random letters up there?
I believe that it should say Deborah F. Stanley.
Oh, I believe it shouldn't say Deborah F. Stanley at all. But that's my personal opinion.
I honestly feel it should be the Edward and Mary Gosek.
That would be amazing. Yeah.
See, that would be good. I would actually like that. And nothing against Deb Stan.
Well,
like I think she's done a good job, and she's been the president for God knows how long.
I'm a Stan.
You're a Stan. I like that.
I'm a Stan.
Jake, what do you think about that? It says Stan.
A Stan? That might be the dumbest thing I've heard in my life.
Oh, come on. Give it to me.
No.
No, I think of one dumber thing. You calling it the convection center.
Yeah, exactly. How many times? Four times?
Convocation.
He's going to be live on air and be the convection center is shaking.
Jake is convicted of calling it a convection center.
Are we not going to be able to say, like, oh, the FCC arena is wrong? Are we going to have to say, oh, the Deb Stan arena is absolutely, you know,
that just
electric
seems, that tonight. Is so much longer than saying MCC. If I'm going to go, oh, my God, the Deborah F. Stanley and Convocation Hall is rocking tonight. I can't get all that out in one breath.
I know you can't, but like we're live from the Deborah.
I'm gonna have to take a break and have Lad finish the sentence for me.
But it's like one of those things where, like, what do you say? And like, you can't act like she's dead. You can't say, "Oh, the spirit of Deb Stanley is looming large in here tonight."
Well, I mean, she is retiring. No, so in a sense, you can't.
Like, normally, when you name something like this after somebody, they, like, leave for a year or two.
Yeah.
She's still acting president.
I know. That's why it's a little... and normally, it happens posthumously, right? It's like someone... It's after a year or two, or after someone passes away, right? Yes. Posthumously, they'll put the name up. I agree with you. I don't like the fact that she's still
here.
She's making a shrine to herself. That is the only thing.
Yes,
listen. I'm a fan of everything that she has helped all of us do.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. But it's a little weird and off-putting that it's happening as she's still. It's just not, I guess, my definition of normal.
No, it's not normal.
I'm all for it. But
do you think
that
she made this decision herself?
Yeah, that's the thing that I don't
understand. So that's like she made a little decision.
I don't want to
speculate.
I don't want to speculate.
What did they vote on? Like, why was this so kept in the dark?
Well, I know she can't make it. She can't make every decision by herself. You know, as a president, you have to go through your quote unquote Congress. So there are other people who probably helped vote.
What were they going to do? Say no? Nah, we don't want your name up there. No, they're not going to say that.
No. I have an idea. Why don't we name the arena after me?
No, but it's kind of the equivalent. Me and Jake took a construction crew. Like, after they're done today, me and Jake go up to them and say, hey, let's head down to Lanigan Hall. And it's going to soon be the Brandon Ladd and Jake Johnson Lanigan Hall.
Yep. Yeah, okay. So my other thing is, she's been here, what, 26 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Like, the amount of positives that she has done for this school.
No, I'm not saying she doesn't deserve it.
She deserves it. It's, like I said, it's just a little off-putting that she's still here and doing this.
And also, it's like, it just seems like a long name. And also, the Marano Campus Center Ice Arena just like...
It flows right off my tongue very nicely.
I still have
The Ed and Mary Gosek Ice Arena also flows very nicely.
I would even be okay with the Deborah F. Stanley and Mary Gosek Ice Arena.
But you know what? I still have a huge interview with her this semester, so I'll get my pipe and magnifying glass out.
When are you interviewing her?
I'm going to try to set it up for the first week of November and walk the campus with her last time.
You said pipe and magnifying glass.
Oh, you're going to do like a Baxter. Oh. You're going to do like a Baxter Holmes style interview. Where
can
you
I
like
be like a cameraman
in the car
and walk
with D'Angelo Russell's dad?
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you actually so we'll walk it one last time.
What you should do is you should walk campus from Mahar to MCC.
Yes. Right?
No, you can't say that anymore. Stop that. It's still
called MCC until it's finished.
This is still MCC.
This is not the Deborah F. Stanley Campus Center. right.
Yeah, it's the Marola.
Yeah, not yet. Yeah, give her another week. We're not going to be going to SUNY Oswego anymore. It's going to be SUNY Stanley.
All right.
You're being a little hard.
But what I'm saying is, you should take a walk with her, right? And by the time you get to the Deborah F. Stanley Convocation Center or whatever hall, you should sit down with her, have a glass of wine,
in the
and
grass.
Just talk out all the grievances.
That's wildly inappropriate for the Gonian interview.
No, talk out all the grievances that you, Mike and Pat have had.
Mike and Pat.
Someone has to let us know what happens. Maybe we'll have them waiting.
You know, waiting with, you know, the wine, like the cheese spread, the crackers, right? Because they want to butter her up before they knock her down, because I know that's what they would do.
I think it's going to be a beautiful moment, though, when all of us hug it out finally and these grievances
all of us?
Are finally.
Like the four people
who's
in
all
this
of
room?
Us?
No, me, Mike, Pat, and Deb Stan.
And Deb Stan are going to hug it out over the naming of the arena.
Listen, forever and always a Stan.
Right. I just... I don't know. Can I be a cameraman and just walk behind you and make it look like it's for TMP?
Well, I think you guys will have to put the Zoom recorder on me. We'll have to do different cameras, point of view on both people.
I didn't realize you were doing like a Baxter Holmes type interview where you walk the campus.
I think that's
with
a
her.
Great idea.
That's oh, the I plan. Oh, I think it's a great idea.
I think she
I'm
would
not
absolutely adore that idea.
No, yes. I think it's a good idea.
She'd probably look so cute walking
and
around
campus.
And I
don't think
too.
It will be my camera crew. I think she'll have a camera crew herself.
You, her, and Al. Walk.
Yeah. Al, Steve, Linda, Deb, and Lad.
And Lad. Just walk the campus together one last time. All right. That is going to do it for today's edition of Sports Hour. Jake Gross, what are we talking about on the Hot Corner today?
I don't know. Jake wrote the rundown. So
I don't know. I kind of put random things down.
All right. So with that.
Good to know.
I guess I'm going to play us
you
out.
You don't know?
Well, I wrote some stuff.
Joey, this is an outro.
It is.
Yeah, Joey,
Tuesday.
This is an outro, by the way. That's going to do it for today's edition of Sports Hour. Lad and I will be back tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day, everybody.
Thanks, Dan.